My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bro, I'm just playing football, and it's a great spot to be in, you know, not to have to, you know, drain your knee or put on a knee brace or do extra exercises or get there an hour and a half earlier than what you normally would just to get, you know, your knee ready to go. It's just football now, and, you know, I'm not thinking about it out there on the football field. I'm just getting into my pass rush or getting into my run fit, and it's a good place to be in, where I'm just thinking about my technique, my fundamentals, and doing the best job that I could possibly do. It's not my technique, my job, and now how does my knee feel, or my knee hurts, or how do I fix this, or how I fix that. It's just all about football, and I think that when I'm able to simplify it in my mind, it should show on the football field.
What's your impression of Kyler Murray? He's obviously coming back. You know, went through something similar that he went through not too long ago as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge Kyler Murray fan. You know, Allen High School. He went to Texas A&M first, and then he went to Oklahoma after. But, you know, I've been following Kyler since he was in high school. He's a Texas legend. His dad went to Texas A&M too, played quarterback at Texas A&M. So, know about the Marys. Been familiar with those guys for a very, very long time, and been rooting for Kyler a long time as well. I remember when he tore his ACL, I had hit him up, man. You know, just gave him some words of encouragement whenever he went through his deal. And, you know, it's 2024. You know, guys bounce back from ACLs all the time. It might take a little bit longer, but guys come back from them these days.
How do you feel at, you think you're at your age now, coming off that injury? You know, when you did it, whatever it was, a little different. How do you feel now coming off that injury?
Yeah, I feel right where I'm supposed to be. I was hoping to feel like this last year at the beginning of the season. It just didn't, you know, pan out for me. It took me an extra, you know, 10 months on top of that. And still, you know, I still feel good. I feel better than what I felt in training camp. I feel good in training camp, and each week that goes by, I feel better and better and better. So hopefully that trend can continue, and, you know, I just keep feeling better and better and better. I was already at a good state when we started training camp, and I'm feeling even better than that. So hopefully I can, you know, still trend in that direction.
Are you ready to adapt to a role that you've been an 80% guy all through Denver, for sure? Are you ready to adapt to a role where you're not going to come close to that snap count this season?
Yeah, Denver was – that was 3 years ago. I haven't played 80% of the snaps since 2021, maybe even 2019. You know, when I came here to Buffalo, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be 80 to 70%. I knew it would be more like 50 to 60% of the snaps. You know, after the first snap of the game, that's really the only snap that I missed. So I came off the bench last year, and I'll be coming off the bench this year. And I just do whatever it takes to win. You know, I'm here and ready to do whatever I can do to contribute to winning and, you know, helping us become our best form as a football team. So I don't have any pride or ego when it comes to starting or you know, coming out there with the guy. I just want to win the game. And if that's leaning on my strengths at this age where I am at 35, then so be it. I don't, like I said before, I don't have any pride or any ego. This is my 14th year in the league, and all I want to do is win.
You've been around a lot of different defensive coordinators. Bobby Babbage is going to call the plays, Sean. What is it about Bobby that makes him different and special?
Bobby's a great teacher, first and foremost. You know, he's a younger coach, too, so he can relate to the guys. And, you know, it's at the pro level, it's all about mindset. You know, it's really not about scheme. You know, it's not a magic play. It's not a magic call. It's not a magic defense. I think the great coaches that really get the most out of their teams are able to tap into the player's mindset, and they're able to hijack that and get the best out of them each and every week. And Bobby does that well. Coach McDermott did that well. Well also. And Bobby Babbage, he does it well also too. And, you know, he's a great coach. He's great to be around. He knows his stuff. Whenever he talks, it's not a second guess this, a second guess that. It's facts. And me as a 14-year vet, I can see the type of work that he's put into this defense and making the right calls and trying to put us in the best positions that we could possibly be in. So I've been around like a lot of great defensive coaches, and Bobby Babbage is definitely on the list for sure.
With everything you've been through the last year, is there maybe even more excitement that you're ready to be
going
this year?
You know, I'm always excited to play football. Whenever I had my first padded practice here in training camp, I had the butterflies in my stomach and the emotions. It felt like a football game to me. That's the type of environment that I'm used to being in. Not the, all right, my knees hurt, I'm going out here, I'm going to try my best. You know, to be able to tap into that dog and, you know, whoever lined up across from me going to have to deal with me type of vibe. You know, I wasn't that last year, but to be able to tap into that this training camp and going into the season, I'm excited to be back in this form. I'm excited to go out there and just play football and not think about, you know, my knee or anything else, like I said earlier in the interview. And it's just back to playing football and trying to be the best pass rusher I can possibly be, and I get excited for that. That's what I do best. That's what I do better than anything else in the whole entire world. Got two little boys. I'm a great dad to them. I'm a comedian part-time. And then, I was supposed to laugh at that. And then I rush the passer. So those are the three things that I do better than anything else in the world, and that's what I get excited for.
I remember when you first got there, we were talking to you about Greg, and you had that great quote about the gasoline and the gunpowder.
Yeah.
2 years later now, does it feel like he's ready to take another step?
Yeah, he's taking it. Each and every time Greg goes out on the football field, he's taking another step. You know, he's never the same player that he was. He's not the same player this week that he was last week. And, you know, with his size and his length, that's just I can't replicate that. You know, I'm 6'3". Greg is 6'12", all of that. You know, all of 6'12". He has long arms. That's just something that I can't do. That's not what God gave me. And he has that. He's the same size as the offensive lineman. You know, so he can go out there and bully guys, and he can also speed rush and finesse rush and power rush. He has the whole gambit of whatever it takes to beat offensive linemen. So he's still tapping into that, and each and every week he is better and better and better. I sit right next to him in meetings, and, you know, we're speaking the same language. There's no more me, you know, translating to him or showing him stuff. We just sitting there having a conversation about football now. And to be with Greg and AJ for these 3 years going on, like, we all speaking the same language now. It's no more mentorship or trying to show them stuff. They already passed the class and graduated, and now we just sitting down talking football and pass rush and trying to be the best players that we could possibly be. First and foremost, he's a great leader. I really can't say too many bad things about Terrell Bernard other than he went to Baylor. That's really it, you know. I don't know who would want to go there, but that's really the only knock that you got against Terrell Bernard. But other than that, he's great off the football field. He's a great guy. He's a Texas boy. He's the middle linebacker of this defense. That's the quarterback. That's our quarterback. That's our Josh Allen. And he's taking huge strides to become a leader, and he's gaining his voice, and he's stepping into that role in a beautiful way. And, you know, I'm just here to be his vice president. You know, whatever he wants, I done been there and I done had the experience, and I'm just going to back him up. Whatever he wants, however he wants to lead it. And I told him, I think I told him 2 weeks ago, you know, you can't really wait for the right time or the right thing to say. You know, you as a leader, whenever you feel that, you just say it, you just do it, you just go out there and put that out there, and I'm gonna back you up. And I think he took that to heart, and you could just see him blossom and, you know, become the type of linebacker that we all expect him to be. And, you know, he's the middle linebacker of the defense. You know, he's the quarterback. He's out there, he has the microphone, he's calling the shots, he's calling the plays, he's doing more work in the film room than anybody else in there besides Bobby Babbage and all those guys. Like, and you can tell, you can see it, you can feel it whenever he's walking around. And that energy that he has is definitely contagious. And, you know, I voted for TB. I wanted to see him do it year three as a team captain. You know, year 10, who knows what type of, you know, role he'll step in. And it's an honor and a privilege to be his teammate, and I'm excited for him. I don't know, those memes, they just happen. Like, and I think when it comes to social media, like when I'm really on it, like I don't really have like a formula to it. It just happens. Like now I'm off of social media, and I got like my guys Ben and Theo like running it. So it might not be something like that, but it was symbolic for me, just going through all the healing process and the recovery and the rehab and coming back and not being back and still trying to push to be back into my form. I think we had a lot of similarities. And now I'm out and I'm looking for Majin Buu for sure.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.